Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
That
it's
was
been
weird.
A while.
Yeah. And Jason Lipschitz.
What's going on?
A little bit of this, a little bit
classic
of that.
Classic lineup, some would say.
Classic lineup, yeah. Getting the trio back together.
Yeah.
Lindsay was off last time. You had, what was it, Summer Friday? Or
I was moving.
Oh yeah, you were moving, right.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on the move.
Thank you.
Let's speak no more of it.
Yep.
All right, let's start with, I mean, probably today's biggest release, Travis Scott's Astroworld.
Wow, yeah.
And this is a Jason pick.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us some info on this,
little
background?
So Travis Scott has a new album out, and it's called Astroworld. That's really all you need to know. No, I...
Short
so
and sweet.
Basically, this album has come out, and although there are no featured acts listed...
Mm-hmm.
It is a star-studded affair with
really
The Weeknd and Tame Impala and James Blake and 21 Savage and Sheck West.
Very
diverse.
And
John Mayer.
John Mayer on it? I must have missed that, actually.
I believe so.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder on harmonica.
Stevie Wonder on harmonica.
Who else? We're forgetting someone. I feel like Frank Ocean on
this
song.
Well, so yeah. So the big name. It feels like anytime Frank Ocean, you get a Frank Ocean... That's like, you know, the white whale.
Yeah.
That's like, oh man, I got to get a Frank Ocean feature. That makes you like, you know, cream of the crop, some would say, if you're deemed worthy enough for a Frank Ocean feature.
Mm-hmm.
So the song I wanted to talk about was Carousel, which is the song with Frank Ocean. Interesting song. I mean, I was talking to Joe a little bit about Travis Scott before this.
We almost came to blows.
Yeah, actually. It was a lot of shoving.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
There actually wasn't any physical contact. But
but what was the dispute?
Well, Joe kind of bounced into the office and said, Travis Scott's Astroworld, album of the year. And I was
really?
Like, well, you really like it.
But you like it a lot.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that and then just
walk it back
a
little.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Like, the thing about Travis Scott to me is, like, I think he's fine. I think he has some really good songs. I think. I've never really been that invested in his career as his career has gotten more and more important to the hip hop universe. But yeah, so, you know, he's a big star now and I'm curious and I think his story is pretty interesting. So I was interested to check this one out. Still kind of the same, kind of the status quo for me in terms of just like, I'm definitely like this album doesn't make me feel like I'm going to fall in love with Travis Scott's music anytime soon. There are some definite highlights and that's why I picked Carousel. I think like the balance between him and Frank Ocean on this song is pretty compelling. And, you know, the verses, Travis's verses are actually pretty personal and talking about, you know, being depressed and kind of out of touch and alienated. And then you have Frank kind of come in and sing about, you know, possibility for hope when in a moment of kind of desolation. And I actually really enjoy the two of them together. And I'm curious what you guys think, because I think that like it was like a weird complement of each other with Travis, like his very, very quick hitting rhymes and obviously the ad-libs, but also kind of having that Frank hook to anchor him a little bit. So, yeah. What'd you guys think?
It was interesting to hear Frank in this type of song.
Yeah.
That was definitely new. In terms of the album, I haven't listened all the way through yet, so I'm not sure if this will be my favorite or not, but I enjoyed it. I don't know how often I'll like crave to listen to this song, but I think, I'm not a huge Travis Scott fan to begin with, so that very well could be why.
Yeah. Joe, you got a rep
here.
You got a rep for Astroworld while we're still on Earth.
No, I hear you guys. I mean, like, I feel like when he came out, like I was like, oh, Antidote, this is a cool song. Like, I really never expected to kind of, this sounds like mean, I guess, but like to take him like seriously,
like,
as like
still
a talent.
Be caring.
But yeah, but like 3 years later, I feel like he's really become like an album artist. Like last year's Huncho Jack was a good release. This is. What would you? You like that
it was
album?
Okay.
Yeah,
he's a cover star. I liked that album.
Yeah, and like, and I think this is. I just think the production is really interesting. Obviously, like an incredible guest roster, and I really like the sort of like on Carousel specifically the sample. It comes across as kind of like a disembodied vocal loop, but it's actually from the Beastie Boys, The New Style, from their first album, which is a classic. So, one of my favorite Beastie songs. Great sample, and I love when you take like a classic sample and sort of render it. Like more or less unrecognizable, you know, not just like Kanye taking Gold Digger is just like, you know, like more, a little more straightforward. Yeah. This is kind of an interesting twist. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's good. I feel like now I have to like walk back. I just think like I was just jamming out to it this morning. I think it's a strong release.
Got you in a good mood.
It got me in a good mood.
It's Friday.
Yeah. And I love all the weird guests. Odd connection. So Stevie Wonder plays harmonica on this album. That's like his new thing, because actually last year he played harmonica on a Donny Osmond album. So
wow, we got ourselves
Stevie Wonder, interesting Rolodex.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, but if you think about Travis Scott and Donny Osmond, like they're basically the same artist.
Very similar. Yes.
Well, they have that co-headlining tour, which is going to be.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, like the Venn diagram of them, just all the fans. If you like Donny Osmond, you're going to love Travis Scott. That's just kind of how it works.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right, so let's listen to it. Let's let the listener decide. And actually, the other thing, Carousel. So I wanted to mention specifically the song title Astroworld, or the album title Astroworld, is in reference to a shuttered Houston amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
He told GQ that, you know, it's like something he grew up with and loved, and he wanted the album to kind of have this sense of like a place that kids love getting like closed down. So there's like this kind of like melancholy throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. Really quick on that, I just love that he put out two album covers. I am a big fan of album art, and I think that it is like kind of a dying form just because when you're not buying physical. Yeah. So I do appreciate that. And it ties in with that backstory.
Mm-hmm. That's weird, because I hate album art.
I figured.
Yeah. It just makes
you
me
hate
so
all,
mad.
All together.
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to it. Travis Scott, Carousel. We did it, we said it, we spoke. Yeah. We put it out, thought it was smoke. This 504. This is at home, right down the street from Alamo. Open his eyes, don't mean it moving slow, even though it's big. Regular methamphetamines on the leaves like the snow. But they soak. I'm a new species that swings on the road. All right, let's do, what should we do next? Let's do one of mine. Let's do the song of the year.
Wow.
Oh,
Robin's Missing You.
Ooh.
Robin is back.
Yes.
Robin, contrary to what people have been screeching about since 2010, Robin hasn't not released music. She's just released a lot of collaborative projects.
Mm-hmm.
But this is her first proper single as Robin since, I guess, 2011?
2010, I think.
2010? Yeah. Of course, she had Honey appeared on the Girls soundtrack last year, but never got an official release. And she made it clear that the version that appeared on Girls was not the finished version.
Mm-hmm.
So fans have been clamoring for that. I was lucky enough to be at a show where she made a special appearance and played Honey. It was fantastic. It still hasn't been released, which is super annoying. But instead, we have Missing You.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And a lot of people are upset that it's not Honey, because they've been...
I feel like Honey's coming.
Honey, yeah, like I'm sure Honey will be coming. But Missing You is... here's the thing. I like it a lot. I think it's a grower. I think it's... Mm-hmm. If you show up expecting... Dancing on My Own, like, it's not the immediate, like, satisfying, like, pure pop hit.
That's exactly how I felt.
So if you show up expecting, like, that, like, an out of the gates, like, Katy Perry-esque winner, like, it's, you're gonna be a little disappointed. But this is a really, like, beautiful, like, shimmering, kind of, like, celestial sound. You know, she's, like, in her, like, melancholy mode that, you know, suits her so well. You know, Missing You, the title gets across basically the sentiment of what you would imagine it's about. She's missing someone.
She yeah, sure is.
And we've been missing Robin.
And yeah. we've been missing her. I would say this is one of those things, probably on my fourth listen, I was like, okay, I love this.
It's
but
great.
I'm curious yeah. what you guys think of it.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm a huge Robin fan. Mm-hmm. I will say, quick aside, people have been like, you're right that people have been like, anxiously awaiting her project with Royksopp was like, look, it's not it's only five songs, it's not a Robin release, but like there are some awesome songs.
Do
on
It
that.
Again is so good,
yeah,
and that's a great running
and
song.
It's basically a Robin.
Pro tip,
yeah, it's basically a Robin song. Like it's like there's no other vocalist on it. Like
yeah, and like Love Is Free from the, I'm gonna mangle the name. Was it called La Baga Meg?
Good try. Solid
I really
effort.
That I got nowhere near.
Yeah, that
it's
was
a,
tough.
It's a French name.
You kind of tried, and then you just
I threw in the towel the immediately.
No, but there's been Robin music, but yeah, there hasn't been a Robin like release since Body Talk in 2010.
It's crazy.
Look, I think that this is no Dancing on My Own, but just to have her back is so appreciated, and it's great. It's exciting and energetic and interesting, and her voice is still really magnetic, so I love it.
Yeah, I think it's actually, it works well that she didn't come out with another Dancing on My Own, because something like that would say like, I'm back, I've been gone all this time, but this song is sort of like saying what we've already said, that she has been here and putting out new music. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be this grand return necessarily.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's coming, but I do like that this was her first proper release on her own. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
So you're a fan now. You were, at first you were like, oh, I don't know about this.
About the song?
The song, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge Robin fan. Mm-hmm. I think, like, the first time I listened to it, though, I was a little bit like, oh, it's just a little soft.
Yeah.
Like, her vocals are just a little softer than I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to it a few more times, and I support it.
You stan.
Yes, sure, as the kids say.
All right, well, let's listen to it. So, Robin, Missing You, here it is. There's this empty space you left behind. Now you're not here with me. I keep digging through a waste of time, but the picture's incomplete. There's this empty space you left behind. Now you're not here with me. All right, that was Robin. Next, let's do a Lindsay pick. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with Moses Sumney.
Okay, Moses. Moses Sumney, song yes. is Rank and File.
Yes,
Take
I would
away,
call this.
Havens.
Well, so Moses Sumney, I'm a huge fan of. And I would equate this song to the like more alternative version of Christina and Demi's Fall in Line.
Whoa.
Interesting. Yeah.
I like that take.
Yeah. It's very similar in its like militant inspiration and its message, and its a little bit, not so much the sound, but just like the marching element is definitely strong here. I love the finger snaps. He's been playing the song live for a while, actually, but now it will be properly released, I think, on like a 3-song EP out August 10th. So I'm just happy that he's constantly putting out music. This will be his second EP of the year. He's, I don't know, for people not familiar, he just has this huge, powerful, incredible voice. And I think he's a bit underrated in terms of sort of mainstream appeal.
He's like new, right? I think he's a little...
Kind of,
he
but...
could break through a bit more.
I mean, I'm a huge fan too, and his album last year was one of my favorites last year. I mean, he makes very strange, idiosyncratic music. Yeah. So I wouldn't
definitely, but
I wouldn't
his
say,
voice.
Yeah, no. Well, that's what's interesting to me about this song. I this is like by far the most like straightforward
definitely
his songwriting has ever been, and I really liked it. Like I really like his more experimental stuff as well, but yeah. It was cool to see him kind of work within this mode.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and I mean, for the listeners who maybe haven't heard it, the lyrics are very directly, like, you know, protesting like police state and, you know, yeah, cops murdering people,
right,
and
yeah,
getting away with it, mm-hmm, nearly every time. But yeah, and it, but it's done in kind of this like children's rhyme sense, like kind of like a syncopated like playground rhythm almost, which to me makes it like even more like kind of like haunting and eerie.
Yeah.
He also has a great thing with his voice where like it goes up kind of to falsetto, but it's like half falsetto, half scream.
Uh-huh.
It's super interesting. It's like mesmerizing, haunting. I think I already said that, but I'm going to emphasize
it again.
It's haunting.
It's super
it haunts
haunting.
You.
Haunting.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really liked it. It's great. Yeah. So
wow, I'm so glad.
You did it.
We're all in agreement.
This never happens.
All right, well, let's listen to it. Moses Sumney, song is Rank and File. Alright, let's do Jason.
What's up?
Trip, new LMA.
Yeah. Yeah, so LMA, obviously of Boot Up fame.
Mm-hmm. Boot Up.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's just like having
she
LMA.
Just dropped
on
in.
The podcast. Welcome, Ella. Obviously a huge, huge hit for her, a top 10 hit.
Yeah.
That,
and like a surprise hit, like, mm-hmm, you know.
Yeah. Some would call her a chart breaker. I think that's
some
a fair,
might.
I think Billboard magazine called her that. Is
yeah
that correct?
Believe yeah we did.
Yeah, hmm, exactly. But obviously, what's cool about this is that I was talking about the fact that she has a new single out today, and it felt time for like the follow up. Like it feels
yeah
like Boot Up is slowed down a little bit. It's actually pretty unusual now. Like there's such an onslaught of music that it's very rare for a new artist to kind of let one big breakout song breathe, mm-hmm, and then kind of, because obviously that creates more pressure on the official follow-up single, mm-hmm, quote-unquote. But it was actually kind of nice being like, oh, wow, I'm interested to hear what this follow-up single is, and I really like it.
Yeah.
I think it has a similar quality to Boot Up, where you have this kind of just like very subtle like stickiness to the hook, and you listen to it like two or three times and it gets kind of lodged in your head. And, you know, obviously, you know, many pop songs out today like have like catchy hooks. But this one has like it's interesting. Like she has something that's very disarming about her songwriting where you hear, like the first time I heard Boot Up, I was like, yeah, this is a cool song.
Right.
Didn't really stick with me that much.
Right.
I heard it a couple more times. And I was like, wow, there's really something like special about this.
Totally.
And I kind of feel that way about Trip. So, yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of putting it. Yeah, the first time I heard Boot Up, I was kind of like, wait, this is what everyone's...
Yeah,
I didn't really
about,
get it.
But then it's like in my head constantly.
And
like,
it's the type of thing where you hear it and you're like, oh, I like this song. And then you're like, oh, that's Boot Up.
Yeah, exactly.
It happens to me everywhere now.
Yeah, and I think this is similar. I like the kind of skittering beats. Her voice sounds great. But yeah, it's like laid back. It's not like something, I mean, like Boot Up, it doesn't like jump out and like grab you, but mm-hmm.
It's like a little more vintage R&B sounding to me than Boot Up.
It is, yeah. I don't know. What about you, Linz?
I'm just, I mean, kind of what you said. I'm just happy that she dropped this now. It seems like the perfect time to sort of keep her momentum going. Yeah. And that it's actually good. Like, it stands on its own. It's not like anyone's disappointed. So it makes me believe in her career.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, we were having a conversation earlier this week about, like, Grammys and Best New Artist. And, like, I feel like she's, like, a no-brainer contender for Best New Artist.
Would you say this is a trip worth taking?
Oh, absolutely. Unless you're tripping.
Oh, man. No.
Lindsay, you're trapped.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry about that.
Wow.
Everyone.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen to it. Ella Mai's new song is called Trip.
A fool when I don't get it, and I'm steady bruising just to save this, but I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted, and that's all I love, ain't trying to waste it.
So painful.
All right, well, that was painful. Let's do...
Not the song. The song was not painful.
The song is great.
Your jokes.
That joke was awful.
So bad.
Let's do Lindsay. Okay. Muramasa and Ne-Yo complicated their incredible cover of Avril Lavigne's breakout hit.
It's been time someone covered Avril.
It really has.
I'm
so
glad that it was them.
No, it is not an Avril Lavigne cover, but
why don't you talk
about it?
I love the pairing of Muramasa and Ne-Yo. Now. I really think that every once in a while you get these two artists who like so perfectly tap into one another, and I think that they have definitely found that. You heard it on his debut album from last year. This is the first thing that they've done together since then.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly would love like an entire album of just the two of them.
I could see an EP. That would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I can too. His production just complements her voice so well. So this song, I don't have too much to say about it. It's not necessarily groundbreaking in any way. I'm just happy that the two of them are working together more.
Yeah, I like what he does with rhythms. It's kind of like this, like, sort of island rhythm, like, syncopation thing, like, combined with pretty, like, interesting out there electronics. It's just more, like, vaguely, like, it's accessible, but a little more, like, experimental than what most people are doing out there. And she's the same way. I mean, she calls her style wonky funk. So, you know, it's like it's soul, but it's different. There's a little bit of like a more interesting like rhythmic approach to it.
Yeah. And she has her own second album coming out later this year.
Yeah. I love Ne-Yo. I love this song. This like both Lindsay picks this week were
A player.
Yeah.
I
strong return.
Yeah, I definitely stand Lindsay and her picks. but I mean, no, this was, I really like Ne-Yo. I can't wait to hear, what she does next. Her album came out, I guess, 2016. I love that album. It's a great, funk. Yeah. What would you say? Wonky funk?
Wonky funk.
It's a great wonky funk album in the
wonky.
Long history of wonky.
Were you about
funk.
To say that too?
What?
Oh. Funky?
I said funky. Wonky. Wait, funky. I mean, I said, never mind.
And Muramasa is like somebody I've been interested in for a bit, and I love the pair of them. It seems very natural, like you guys were saying, in terms of just like they're both kind of at ease with the production and with her delivery. It reminded me of like I was like, man, I can't wait for another Disclosure album, hopefully, where you have like these producers who approach their vocalists so well. And Muramasa, It's not that I listen to a Muramasa song and just think I wish this was Disclosure. Like he's coming up.
I
in
love
his own
Muramasa.
Way. Yeah, he's a
he's
good
really
dude
good and, live too.
Yeah,
so
when
good.
We saw him at Terminal 5. Yuck. I'm yucking the
venue.
But
yeah.
It was
and
such
I've
a good
I've seen
show.
Him at a bunch of festivals because he's one of those artists, DJs, producers who can still perform. The fact that he does all of his own live instrumentation.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
And he brings great vocalists on stage with him too, so you know he values that in the live setting.
This is like a great like if you're like it's like late summer playlist.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I will add that to my late summer playlist.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's Muramasa and Neo. Song is Complicated. I was thinking, what if, so complicated, what if they did a full EP of songs that shared names with Avril Lavigne's song? So they did like a Skater Boy, but it wasn't the Skater Boy song.
This is genius.
Oh, wow.
And then like Girlfriend, but it had nothing, it wasn't the Here's Little Mama wow. collab.
Yeah.
I think that one they can that's skip. An idea. That is $1 million idea.
I love that idea.
I don't know about that idea.
No, it's a stupid idea.
I think it's so good and I want it to happen.
All right, so next and last, this is my pick. Cuco and Claro, song's called Drown. Are you shaking your head?
I'll let you go first.
Here's the thing. Okay, so Spotify New Music Friday playlist. Frequently depressing to me just because, and listen, I'm probably expecting too much of music and the world at large.
Aren't we all?
I'm excited for this. This feels like an old man yells at cloud, and
this,
I'm excited
this really
for
is
it.
Old man yells at cloud. No, here's the thing. Like, you go through it, and so much of it just sounds the same, and that's true of any era. Like, you know, there's a sound for the era, and people produce songs that fit within that because they want hits. They want people to listen to it. But, you know, there's, you know, what, like 90 songs on the New Music Friday. You know, it is a little depressing when more than half of them sound pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. This like totally stands out. It's totally different.
That's fair.
It's anyway. So Cuco is this first generation Mexican American. I think he lives in LA. He's like 19 or 20. Claro is also like 19 or 20. I think she's from like Massachusetts. I don't actually know less about her, but it's a super interesting kind of like, dare I say, chill wave song. Whoa. To use a term that's like 10 years old, but like a weird indie electronic thing. I just like his style. Like, it's very just like throw anything at the wall and like see what sticks. Like, he switches between Spanish and English. There's like mm-hmm. laughing, yelling. It's odd.
Crying.
And there's just like a sense of like weird joy to it. And so yeah, I'm just like, I love this. I think it's fantastic.
Sorry, Lindsay got me with that one. Crying.
There's no tears on this.
Anyway.
From me.
All right, tell me why you hate. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. Like, it did stand out. It does have all these different elements, but none of it worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of either of them on their own. Cuco maybe more so than Claro. I mm-hmm. enjoy his music, but I don't know. It just has so many things going on that it almost lost me. It just didn't connect.
I'm kind of in the middle of you. I enjoyed it. I found it like a little, you call it chill wave. I found it a little too easy listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah, that was kind of
chiller
my,
wave.
I was like, I was intrigued, but I was also too chill wave. I was intrigued by it and I didn't mind it, and you know, I listened to it a couple times and I was like, oh, okay, I'm picking up new things each time, but yeah, it seemed like a little backgroundy to me.
Is this her first collaboration?
To my knowledge,
I
yeah,
think
this
so
is
too.
Their first song together. So it's not even like a wave of chill, it's just like a little ripple. This is like chill
yeah.
ripple.
Chill ripple.
Exactly. Yeah. If I was like yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's fair enough. I think it's just like, I don't know. I guess I
love
sort
it.
Of like sometimes background music is like a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's true.
And I think there's enough like oddball elements that make this stand out for me at least.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
I'm glad someone
Joe,
likes
I'm
it.
Glad you like it. That's great.
Andrew Unterberger,
oh,
our
yeah,
colleague,
he does like
also
it as
likes
well.
It. So shout
makes
out
sense.
Andrew.
That makes
I'm
sense.
Glad you have company in liking
yeah,
this
exactly.
song.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's listen to it. So it's Cuco and Claro. The song is called Drown.
Drown.
pencil, but I cannot find a Xenostasis. All right, that's all we got for this week.
What a show.
Do we, it's a pretty eclectic mix of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't all agree necessarily, it's but fine. At the end of the day, we still respect each other professionally.
Maybe. Wow.
This is like your Jerry Springer, like, final thought.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys have anything else? Any other thoughts?
We got some good music coming up in the next couple of weeks. We got like a Troye Sivan album.
Oh, yeah.
Ariana.
That's very exciting.
I cannot wait for Ariana. Nicki Minaj, TBD.
Nicki Minaj, TBD.
Yeah, jury's out on that.
In terms of just when it's coming out.
Both in terms of when it's coming out, and I'll be very curious to see how that performs.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right. All those are very exciting
August,
releases.
Hot month for the Must Hear Music podcast.
Yep, what he said. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.